I mumbled. I had wondered about that. Yeah, so have the brass. You see, Lewis won't let anybody touch them. He won't even restrict their immigration except medically. And they keep coming. You like that? Cortez looked surprised. Of course. Hell, how many fleet projects get to have a frontier town next door? Hell, I've done 3 years on places with no place to have fun but Mercury Lakes. Having that wide-open place is like a dream. I thought they didn't like you guys, you project people. Cortez waved that aside. Oh, it's just the brass that they don't like. They love having us come by. I nodded to myself, wondering if Cortez really believed what he had said. Or maybe he just didn't know how deep the hatred was. What he probably saw as just being a regular guy was, and was certainly recognized by the refugees, as slumming. Just the same, I offered gently, you'd best be careful when you go over there. Cortez grinned mischievously. Oh, we know they're all just a bunch of deserters and low rents, but they're a lot of fun just the same. And I don't think there's really a place for being a snob out here. I mean, we're all stuck out here just the same. We ought to try to get along. Besides, we aren't real Wild West. No private blazers is Lewis's policy. So how much damage could two drunks do barehanded? Fall over is about all. I didn't say just thought about a lady I'd met once who, barehanded, blind drunk, pregnant and squatting to piss, could move so fast she could kill any two drunks, or four, a half second before they can die, by God. I lit another cigarette to hide a sudden desire to scream at him, but I knew it wouldn't have done any good. It would only frighten him, clam him up, and then I wouldn't be able to get any other information from him later on. But damn it, how could he be so blind? How could he miss the danger? How could he not feel it when he walked across the river? Maybe he had and just ignored it. Or maybe he was just too far apart from them. Too far apart from the idea of them, and from the idea that being stuck out here together was a notion that didn't apply to the frightened, desperate mass across the river, who now and forever would think of this place not as a backwater saloon to be used and forgotten, but as home. I started to say something then, to somehow try to get a bit of it across, but there was a soft gong from somewhere and a light appeared glowing on the ceiling. Cortez set down his mug and keyed something on the underside of the table. There was a loud click, followed by the forming of a hollow above the table's surface. A man's head and shoulders appeared in the air.
Who is... Oh, Cortez, is he up yet?
Cortez looked questioningly at me. Evidently, I was out of range. I nodded. Cortez looked at the display.
He's up.
Good, replied the figure in the air. Could you tell him that Holly wants to see him? You know, Dr. Ware sends his compliments and all that sort of crap, and would he please come at his convenience?
Cortez nodded, hiding his smile with a hand on his chin.
I know what to do. Where's he supposed to go?
The lab.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Thanks, Cortez. Out.
Out,
Cortez replied and keyed off. He looked at me.
When is it convenient?
He asked with a smile.
Now,
I said firmly.
Oh, he said quickly, abashed. I'll get your clothes together.
Thanks, I said at his rapidly retreating back. I put out the cigarette and leaned against the back of the chair with a sigh.
May as well get to it.
Sooner I started, the sooner I could finish. And then, of course, the sooner I could start to forget what I had done.